All that we say, do, and believe will have a corresponding effect on others and the universe around us? It is saying that as a collective, if we think the world is going to hell in a handbasket, then that is eventually what will happen. If we go out every day and spread hate and disdain to our children, neighbors, and families, hate will be the ultimate outcome, kind of like a mob mentality. When we all believe that one group of people or a place is bad for some reason, that person or place will become bad. When you tell someone all of their lives that they don't matter or that they are not loved or you call them names, this will imprint on their minds, and those things are ultimately what they will become. To combat this, you have to spread love instead of hate. You have to tell someone they are loved and worthy. Know in your heart that all humans are basically the same energy, and put that out there every chance you get, and that is exactly what will begin to happen. Chapter 2: The Law of Vibration. This is a law that, even though it has always been around, I mean it is a universal law, it's only now starting to come to the forefront. Those that have studied the concept of these laws have known these things all along. Simply put, everything in the universe moves, vibrates, and travels in a circular pattern. The same principles of vibration in the physical world apply to our thoughts, feelings, desires, and wills in the etheric world. Each sound, thing, and even thought has its own vibrational frequency. This is a law that comes into play when you walk into a room and you get a weird vibe. This is the frequency that is put forth by someone or a group of someones in that room. You are able to sense this because of the law of vibration. This is also a vital part of the law of attraction, which we will discuss in a later chapter. Not acknowledging this law is also the reason the law of attraction seems to not work for some people. The two are vital to one another, and the law of attraction cannot be utilized without recognition of the law of vibration. If something irritates or upsets you, you have to let it go. The best way to do this is to be thankful for the spiritual lesson and move on. In order for the law of vibration to begin to work, you have to set your emotions and your thoughts on what it is you want to achieve. You have to align your energies to your desired results. In order to do this, you must be able to distinguish the negative from the positive, and use only the positive. The law of vibration is our so-called intuition. It is our sense of the direction that something is going or needs to go. When you get in tune with and align yourself under this principle, you will begin to realize where to go and who to be around and who to avoid. You will begin to use the same principle that drives the birds to leave a specific area a certain time of the year or for whales to migrate at certain times. It is the vibrations that they intuitively recognize and follow. Just in their cases, it is the vibration of the Earth's magnetic force. It is still the same concept, however. To fully harness this law and use it to your advantage, you must send out vibrations of your own to attract what you are seeking. So you must learn to carry and put forth only positive vibrations. If you do not, if you allow doubt or uncertainty to creep in, you will quickly realize that you are only getting bad results. As I said, our thoughts, feelings, and emotions carry their own vibration. So you need to do whatever is necessary to keep those things in agreement with your goals. You must act as if you have already become or received what it is you are wanting. In the Bible, this is worded as the verse that states, "If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to move and it will move." Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Jesus is telling his disciples to believe as if it has already happened, and it will. However, the hard part is staying vigilant in that behavior or belief. It is absolutely essential that you do so, no matter what. Chapter 3: The Law of Action. This is, very simply, putting your thoughts into actions. As powerful as the universe is, and it is very powerful, we cannot just sit idly by and let things just happen as we are sitting on our couches eating chips or watching TV. Whether that be by going out and actively looking for a job or showing up at the job you already have to get that raise you want or need. This is putting your faith into action.